The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my promise, my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. St. Paul's profession and the culmination of Romans chapter 8 is a summary of everything he has received from the risen Lord. St. Paul has endured and suffered more than any of the apostles, even those whom are regarded as super apostles. Yet St. Paul has understood that the life of discipleship, the life of living in the kingdom, is not a life that is going to appear outwardly as something that is really conquering to anyone or anything. St. Paul has come to understand that in his own suffering he makes up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. That it is God's enduring, present, humble love, the indefatigable love of God who endures all things, believes all things, hopes all things, the love that never fails, that is the testimony of God. The kingdom of God does not come in power and force and in conquest, but abiding love that suffers through death. So St. Paul, in his own life, can rewrite the Psalms. Quoting the Psalms of Lament, "We are like lambs led to the slaughter," which was a psalm of the exile of Israel having lost everything, Israel being persecuted, Israel reminding God of the covenant that God was called to be faithful to them. And St. Paul sees now that in his suffering, he has discovered the most profound evidence of God's love for him. He has discovered that he relies no longer on himself, that he can pray, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." At the heart of the Christian life is this experience of God's love. It is a love that we all yearn for, and it is a love that we all desire to continue to experience. It is a love that allows our personal I, the I of the I am, the I do, the I have, or I am not, and I do not, and I have not, most of all, the I of I serve, that our personal I is immersed in the personal I of Christ. The Lord takes that isolation and solitude from ourselves, and he draws it and unites it to himself so that we're able to abide in his presence before God the Father. So St. Paul can say, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So St. Paul now stands before the face of God in Christ, the sure place of our refuge, the place that no one can take away, the gift that no one can take away is Christ. It is Christ who has conquered death. It is Christ who has risen from the dead. It is the Holy Spirit of the living God who is poured into our hearts. So St. Paul's entire life now exists by existing in Christ and experiencing Christ existing in him. My brothers and sisters, this life of surrender, of simplicity, of humility and abandonment is a life that we are all called to be convinced about. We know that St. Paul received extraordinary gifts, that St. Paul was raised up to the third heaven, At the same time, we know that St. Paul was a man of tremendous weakness. We know that he prayed, "Three times I asked that the Lord take this thorn of my flesh, this angel of Satan sent to torment me, and I heard the Lord respond, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made manifest in weakness.'" So St. Paul is also someone we can relate to. St. Paul was a man beset by weakness and suffering, and he was a man who was more beset, more convinced of God's love for him. And this is our path. This is the Exodus journey that St. Paul has now rewritten from Romans chapter 5 to Romans chapter 8. And he has come to understand that ultimately it is God's love that is the force and the power of history. It is God's love that is the force and the power of our lives. And it is love to which we turn. It is to his love that we appeal, so that we too may be totally convinced that nothing and no one can separate us from him.